Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I'm Lauren Gibbons, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Aldo Boitano, CEO of Cleantech Lithium, to discuss a resource upgrade at the company's second project, Francisco Basin. Welcome, Aldo.
Thank you, Lauren. It's a pleasure always to talk to Vox Markets, especially when we have an exciting news to tell the market that were announced this morning.
I'm glad. So before we jump into today's news, can you just give us a tiny bit of color on what it is that Cleantech does?
Yeah, well, Cleantech aims to be one of the greenest lithium producers of the world. It has three projects in the lithium triangle in Chile, in primary jurisdiction, mining jurisdiction, very recognized around the world. We have two projects who are more developed, Laguna Verde, who's already starting the PFS stage, already has a scoping study and has two major JORC upgrades. And Francisco Basin, it's maybe 6 months behind. And a lot of people have said it will be similar as Laguna Verde or larger in the same category. And well, that's what we found out this morning after the second drilling campaign. We're very excited. We're still working on the scoping study that we'll release later, and working on then after that starting the PFS. But it adds a lot of value to the company. There are, again, projects in the same caliber, and that's what we're doing. The reason we're green is because of direct lithium extraction, who doesn't impact the subsurface aquifers, doesn't dry up the brine confined, takes the lithium out and reinjects 100%, and also because of the 100% renewable energy. It's minimum impact. So that's a summary of the company.
Perfect. Well, some really impressive figures in today's update. Can you tell us a little bit more about the upgrade and what this means for the project?
Yeah, we move from 500,000 tons of lithium carbonate equivalent, LCE, to almost a million, short of that, 920,000 tons. But most importantly, 44 of that, 440, it moved to an indicated category. That we have a measure indicated and inferred, and that means that the project, we're confident that can hold a larger project for several years. So what it means, we're confident about Francisco Basin being going into production, adding another flagship project here in Chile. We know the ground underneath. We're going to keep drilling the next seasons. We're doing more work on the basin always, not only on drilling, but hydrogeology as well. And we believe that we can even increase this. Right now, it's enough. It's enough for a fully commercial project. And this reinforces our plan that we've had. And again, we'll start drilling more as the winter goes off towards the end of the year as we're in South America.
Yeah. And you recently reported pumping test results at Francisco Basin. How do they impact your path to production?
Yeah, they test those tests. Some of them are 80 liters per second, the pumping test. They exceed our expectations. This means overall the expectation of the market, and we too, this will have a reduced CapEx investment to develop the project, because you need to have less wells to because of a high flow rate, very high actually, to feed into the plant. All of this will come into an upgraded scoping study, like I said, in the coming weeks. And having these two projects are very important with future potential strategic partners that we aim to start talking at towards the end of the year, beginning of next year.
Yeah. And also just wanted to get your thoughts on this too. So there have been recent changes to the Chilean government with a reshuffle of ministers. I was just wondering what your view was on these changes.
Yeah, the mining ministry was changed, the undersecretary was changed, and the head of ENAMI, who has a special lithium vehicle owned by the state, were changed. And it means the government has wanted to put a fast track the development of the lithium industry, especially the mining ministry. She held the same position in President Bachelet's government for 4 years. She stayed there. She's very respected. She has worked both in the private sector and in the government. She developed the initial policy. She developed the path for private companies to get a special permit to apply for lithium production. And also that time put Codelco, the largest copper producer owned by the state, into the production. And she's very open make the country again the leader in the lithium production. We're currently number two after Australia, and very recognized, very open. We're already asking for meetings. We worked with her in the past, so very excited.
Yeah, it's a really, really exciting time. And just to close out then, what can investors expect from Cleantech in the coming weeks?
Well, it's going to be very, very busy couple of months already been. We're preparing our ASX listing. It's going to be a south to south trip for me. It's going to be a couple of weeks or even a month in Australia. It will be including Francisco Basin scoping study, as I said before, as part of this. We will be on the road, updating our investors on the road, maybe on the planes. Australia is such a big country. And we're advancing also now the lithium extraction plant. We're upgrading it. Parts are coming from Europe, and that will come to see that into the mainstream. Again, we'll update the market when it arrives. So we are fully in on site to start building it. Perfect. A lot of things, Lauren. Thanks for the question, and thanks to Vox Markets once again. You guys are very timely with us and helping us tell the world our story.
No, not at all. Well, likewise, thank you so much for taking the time to speak today. And we look forward to hearing some more updates from Cleantech in the very near future. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.